Blog Talk Radio.
We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. We're running about 16 minutes behind today, but we do apologize for the wait. For those of you that are out there and would like to still call in and have your questions answered, please use the call-in number at, 619-789-6807. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are joined temporarily by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, Adam. I want to make sure that people know you're not opening chat, right?
Yeah, chat's staying off today.
Okay, just want to make sure. All right, do we have any callers?
We have one caller here by area code 562. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your one question.
Hi, guys. My name is – thanks for taking my call, by the way. My name is Ola. I'm in California. And I'm wondering if you see me getting a job that I applied to back in December.
Okay. Give me one moment, please, while I try and pull up this information for you.
Great, thanks.
Okay. You know, the first thing that I'm feeling here is you're not really going to hear back from them, hon. I don't mean to give you a damper or a bad, you know, answer, but I just don't feel that you're going to hear back from them. I feel that you're going to end up with a great job. It's just not going to be them. And that great job that you do end up with will be sometime within this month. I feel that the day you interview is the day you get hired. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it looks like a great job. It looks like a job that pays well.
Oh, finally. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Do you know what you want to do? Hold on, we'll spend time. There's no other caller, right?
Oh.
No, we have one more caller.
Oh.
Okay, well, they can wait 1 second. So let me ask you something. What do you want to do in career?
I kind of like what I'm doing right now. I work as an assistant. It's just the pay I'm getting right now is not that great. So the fact that I can find something else that I'd love to do and get paid better, that would be wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, so what you need to do then is start increasing your worth within you. And so when you start increasing your own inner worth, you will find yourself in a higher dimension because you actually value yourself, you know?
Okay.
So that's some of your blockages at this certain time. And just know that job that's supposed to be for you is going to be for you. And you should just keep trucking. You know, you can keep applying, you can keep interviewing. But if you trust that you will get the best job for you at that certain time, then you'll be better off as far as, you know, just knowing when that job does come to you, you'll be like, okay, yeah, that the job was meant for you. I guess I'm trying to
right.
word it in a way that, you know, just know that you're going to get that job, but I think you need to
right.
start doing some value affirmations, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people stay content in a certain job because they really don't value themselves. You know, you just
right,
sit back
right.
and really analyze, how much do you really care about yourself? Do you cherish what you put in your mouth? Do you cherish
mm-hmm.
the friends that you bring on? Do you cherish that your social life? When you surround yourself with people higher than you, you will start to increase that worth within you and a higher dimension of, you know, friends and work and, you know, hobbies even. It's amazing
yeah.
when you start doing that.
I've noticed that, yeah. When I started cutting off my negative sort of friends, I started hanging out with kind of more positive people and just, like, people who kind of do what I want to do, but, like, who are,
it's not about you cutting them off. I want you not to speak from ego, because that's not your control. I want you to have faith in the universe. When you have faith in the universe, you don't question when people come in and out, because technically you don't really cut them off. The universe just cuts them off. When we start speaking that way, you're allowing the ego to steer you in that control. There's no such thing as control. That's ego. So I want you to really believe in faith and just the universe, and just really know that it's your own creation at the same time. What you are, you know, is where, you know, who you are at that certain moment. So you can't
right.
you can't blame for those people that have been in your life circle, because you attracted them at the same point that you are in your life. But when you shift on an inner, when you shift in an inward level, things will just happen to you. It's, you don't even have to do anything, because the universe shuts those people off at the end of the day.
Right.
And they may come back around, and when they do come around, you know, you open up with big arms, because there's no such thing as, you know, they're out of my life, because they're just not good for you at that moment, nor are you good for that moment. So you always got to put yourself in that situation where you're not good for them either. You know what I mean? Sometimes we can be so much on a higher dimension that those other people are not ready to receive. So you're not really good
right.
for them, because their soul is not ready for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, oh, totally.
So start doing some value affirmations in the morning.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense, because that's what started happening. It's just, we started just not hanging out anymore. And I'm like, oh, wow, they're not around anymore. This is, okay, interesting. So it's interesting
yeah,
how it happened. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. but I want you to do that for your job. I'm trying
yeah,
to
I know.
Focus on it. You need to value everything. It's just not about your friends. It's about your love, your work, your car,
right,
I
right.
mean, just your spirituality, everything. So when you start doing value affirmations, that's why Om is very, very powerful. People don't realize it. You know, when you say Om, Om is really I am. So when you start doing value affirmations, when you sit there and say, I do 101 affirmations every single day, I say I am. When you say I am, nobody can take you out of that. When you walk out of your home, you're so grounded and you're focused, because you feel so powerfully, your vibration is so powerful, because you've done your work before you left your home. Now,
and the
you
frequency
do
of I am is
mm-hmm.
the highest name of divine and God, because God is everything. When you do that mantra, you're invoking that part of God that lives within you.
Hmm. Okay.
And so, if you go to work every single day, right, and do what you're supposed to do for yourself every morning, you really haven't valued yourself. Like for me, I make sure I work out, I cook my lunch and my dinner, I do my spirituality work. Then everything else gets taken care of. Work and my life gets taken care of after I take care of me every single day. And if you don't do that, my friend, you have some homework that you need to start doing now, because we just finished a new moon in Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn. Capricorn's all about structure, reorganizing, reshifting things. Take advantage of this new moon energy.
Good.
Get going with it.
Sounds
so
good.
Start doing what you're supposed to do every single day for yourself before you leave your home.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have another caller here that's been patiently waiting. Our next caller is also by area code 562. This is with the first three 360. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your one question.
I'm from L.A., and my name is Alice, and same situation. I'm looking for work. It's been like 8 months now, and just seeing if there's any opportunities coming, you know, finally this
month. Okay. You know, there is something on the horizon here for you. I'm getting between the 29th of this month to about the 6th of next month. Okay, so it does look like it's going to take a little bit more time to get a proper job for you, energetically speaking, but don't let that deter you from looking for this job or deter you from looking for, you know, whatever might be able to be the best career choice, you know, and best move for you. I see you finding something that's going to be good. I see you finding something that will be sustaining as well as rewarding, which means that you will be able to live comfortably. I know there's not a whole bunch of skills out there, but I feel that you have people skills, and that's the one skill that you need the most. Sometimes you forget how to speak out a little bit, but we all tend to do that when we get nervous. Just try and build that confidence a little bit more, okay? And we're looking here at this being something that I feel you will happen to run into, but it also looks like something that you will be very comfortable in, okay?
Okay.
Like a environment where the sociability is not so rough or hard.
Okay, more like an independent, more instead of a team type of work?
Well, it's in a team environment, but it's also independent along with it. And it feels like it's a good, positive team. They're always very positive. You know, not everyone is negative, although we have a lot of negative people in this world. Sometimes it may seem that the world is overruled by the negative thinking and the pessimistic frame of mind people. But in actuality, you know, I do feel that you will end up with a very positive team.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we don't have anyone else in the queue right now, so if you would like to call in the next few minutes, you could use the number 619-789-6807. And we are featuring a few specials on our website at howpsychic.com. Don't forget to check it out. It is howpsychic.com. I believe we have a few up there still. Our next caller for today is 727. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, hello, Lisa, and how can we help you today?
Yeah. I'd like to know what you see for my love life, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Okay, Lisa, I feel movement with the love life. I'm getting a week to a week and a half timeline on this, okay? So it's that 7 to maybe around 11 days, somewhere between 7 and 11 days. And I'm feeling that there will be positivity. I'm feeling that there will be success with the love life. Right now, the message is, don't worry, it's coming, but you need to focus your mind on other things so it has time to manifest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like the individual, I'm just feeling it working out. I'm feeling a good, deep connection there, okay? I'm not getting a lot of details on it, But the one thing is to continue that faith, to know that it's coming through faith. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank
you,
Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller for today is area code 856. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Maria from New Jersey.
Yes, hey, Maria.
Love life.
Okay, I need a more specific direction on this one, Maria.
Anything coming new my way?
Okay, Maria. The reason I'm asking for more specific is, okay, I'm getting the old. I know it's not what you want to hear, but I'm getting the old one. Who is out there that you're still waiting on communication from? It seems like they just dropped off the face of the planet again.
Old friendship?
No, this would be possible relationship, but hasn't gone down that direction yet.
Right.
Okay. I'm feeling a blast from the past reaching out. They're going to reach out around the beginning of February here. We're looking at the first 1 to 3 days of February. Okay. So it is going to be a little fast. I'm feeling that this individual, they're going to come back around. They're going to want to try and sweet talk. They're going to want to try and make it all seem like, you know, they're willing to do the work for once. But in actuality, they're not. And the message is warning, don't go for it. Like, I'm getting the warning signals as if I was flying a plane or something, you know. The next thing is, yes, there is, to more directly answer your question, there is a new love on the horizon, a new venture that seems to come up. The new venture will not happen until March, because when this new venture comes in, this one's going to be your twin flame. Now, unlike many twin flame dynamics, and unlike many soulmate dynamics for that matter, when your twin flame comes in, he will be ready. They will be ready, okay? I feel that they will be fully there and present in the moment. I don't see any setbacks on their end. I feel that there may be some emotional setbacks on your end that you're not anticipating and will not be able to foresee until the actual events take place, okay? But I do not feel that that will, you know, prevent altogether or wipe out the opportunity. I feel, if anything, it will help it ease out and balance into a nice, decent pace. Because when the two of you find each other, you're going to want to go very quickly.
Okay.
This one wants to go very quickly. You want to go very quickly because you have both been waiting for so long. Okay? But you come together, you find each other, and it will go fast this time around. Now, and the reason I say unlike many twin flames and soulmates is because many times with twin flames and soulmates, you will find that one of the twin flames or one of the soulmates that are trying to, you know, come together is ready, and then the other one that's already in their life somehow is not fully ready.
Okay, stop on that, because I don't think she's ready for all that. So hold on one second. I don't mean to cut you off.
Well, you got to do some research. That's the point.
Yeah.
I'm
going to take a step back. It doesn't matter when that time comes. This is really deeper meaning. Okay. So my thing is that you can actually expedite a lot of things in your life, but one must deal with all your past relationships. And if you still have any emotional attachment, you're never going to have anybody new in your life. So one, you really need to sit down and emotionally detox from all of your past relationships, and just deal with them personally within yourself. And you need to get on a level with those people as far as even being friends with no emotional feelings at all. If you have that, then it's going to be harder for you to attract somebody new. That's just how it goes in this life. So one must always deal with any past relationships, even friendships. You know, if you want new people in your life, well, you got to deal with it. You know, your business, you can't run away from it. You know, if you still got past boyfriends coming in your life and there's still that emotional feeling, and whether they're coming in there for one day or two and they leave, that's still emotional attachment. You know, sex is definitely an energy that's attached. You need to get to a point where all of your past loves are actually friends and there's no emotional feelings in order for you to have anybody new in your life. Okay, that's one. So until you do that, it's going to be very hard for you to even find somebody new. And that can actually delay any relationships that are coming in your way, no matter what Adam is saying or not. So I'm trying to give you some advice. Deal with it. Deal with all your stuff that you need to deal with. And when you do find that person, it won't take you 30 days to realize if he's that right person. It's your gut intuition that tells you that this person is for you. And it may be 4 years from the road. Those twin flames don't even come together really quick like that. So the quicker that you emotionally clear yourself, the quicker your twin flame, you guys could connect on that journey together. And that's what Adam was telling you on that emotional. You got to really detox in order for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And
this is why I'm trying to tell you that when you come together, you don't know it right now about yourself, but you're going to be the one that has a little bit of an emotional setback. They're going to be fully ready. And then when that comes in, it's not nearly going to take as long as it does for every other twin flame and soulmate connection for the majority that's out there for you to become ready to be together. It might only take a year or so, but it can take longer than that if you don't do your homework, like Lolita's trying to tell you here. You know, but you should research, okay, twin flame and soulmate dynamic. You can look it up on Google. You can look it up through Blog Talk on the shows that they have on there. And you can really do that homework and get yourself in that frame of mind for your true manifestation.
Okay, we're gonna leave the twin flame alone. When you realize that's that person in your life, I want you to call back and tell us that you met your twin flame. So right now you got homework. We're not out here looking for your man right now, okay? We're out here telling you that you need to do your own emotional detox. And when you get to that point, your gut is going to talk to you. You won't even have to go on a date. You won't even have to go have sex with him. You'll just know. That's how deep of an interconnection that is. So first step is get you together. Do some Reiki, do some meditation, do some clearing, do some affirmations. Call Adam. He can get you there on a monthly program. Let's talk about the first step. Let's talk about you getting stronger so you can be ready for that relationship, because you can actually delay any relationship. And when you get to that point, then you'll know when you meet your true life partner, because it won't take you that long, because you won't talk from your heart. You'll talk from your gut intuition. The power of intuition is stronger than your heart can even say. And tell you your answer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I had that previously.
Right. Well, we don't want to talk from the head and the heart. We want to talk from the gut intuition. And if you're not friends with your intuition, you got a lot of homework. So right now, what I would do is, if you don't have a mentor, you call Adam, go on his website, and sign up for a couple of months so you can be a better person. Do some detox and do some clearing. He can show you everything you need to do. But until then, I wouldn't sit here and ask when your next true love is going to be, because you have it. He's telling you. It's all about you now. So, again, you have some homework. Check us out on the website and definitely sign up for some packages. And if you don't, I want you to give us a call when you do feel like you met your true flame, your twin flame. But I want you to learn from your gut, not from your head or your heart. And that's the answer. When you call the show, and I want you to say, hey, Adam and Lolita, I met my twin flame, and all you need to know is a yes or no answer. Does that make sense? Because you wouldn't have to worry about it, because you'll just know.
Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, hon. Well, thank you for calling in, and hopefully this has really helped you out.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have fun.
Okay, moving right along now. We have another caller with area code 757. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Oh, wait a minute. I think I brought on the wrong one. Somebody came in right as I was trying to pick that one up. All right. 757, bringing you on air here. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Deanna. I'm calling from Virginia.
Yes.
And I have a question.
And how can we help you?
I just opened a business and got married, and I'm just trying to move with, in the – I can't even talk. I'm sorry. I'm calling because I am trying to move. Me and my family are trying to move to another place to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've seen two places. One is smaller and a little bit, you know, less money, and the other is bigger. Which one do you – and it's more money. Which one do you think or if you
– The bigger one seems to be a bit of a stretch, honey. I'm going to be very honest with you. I know you don't really want the small one, but it is practical, mm-hmm. and that's the one you need to go with, okay?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But the landlord, the lady is
mm-hmm.
not responding to us or anything, so that's why we need
mm-hmm.
to go on the plan B.
She'll respond in time, okay? But I do get you. You can't just sit around and wait forever either, okay?
Yeah, and this guy is willing to
Now, if you go with the bigger one, I would say really talk to the people that are renting out the bigger one. Or doing the bigger one, okay? See if you can't get them to knock that price down a little.
I did.
And did they knock it down for you?
He knocked it down for us, and it's still, you know, a lot more than what
it's
you know what we normally pay.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
you know,
is it now affordable? Because where it was not affordable.
Yes. Yes, and then,
okay.
you know.
So then go with
okay.
your plan B. You'll be fine there. It's not haunted, okay? I don't see any negative energy from it. The thing I see from it, though, is positive energy. I feel a very home-like feel with it, not a house feel. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
if you go there, it might be a bit of a stretch for a little while, but the energy itself might just very well draw in other forms of financial for you, too. You know,
okay.
a home where we live really says a lot about what we can bring into our lives energetically.
Yeah.
Our homes attach energy to us, and we attach energy to our homes. If you work with that appropriately, then you'll be fine. Now, here's a good little trick for luck. When you're going to a new home, okay? Because you're going to need luck. We always need luck. You bring
yes.
a new broom as you're going to move into the new home. You go out,
hmm.
you buy a new broom on your way there, and you bring that new broom to the home. You don't ever let the new broom see the old home. You can bring some
hmm.
new salt. Uh-huh. And what you do is when you get there, before you move and you unpack everything in there, you go ahead and you clean that house, even if it's stick and span already. And you clean that house, and you can bless the water with Psalm 91. You can bless the water with any sort of prayer you want. You can even use the mantra Om Namah Namaha Shivaya, which is calling upon, you know, one of the virgins of God from India. And that's Shiva, okay, the great creator. And you can do that and have that blessing on that home to be prosperable and to be a home. Okay?
Okay. And how long do you... Yes. I'm sorry.
Well, it's only one
yeah.
question per caller, honey,
oh,
but I'm going to
okay.
let Lolita talk to you now.
No problem.
Okay. So are you on a time... I'm kind of real curious. Are you on a time crunch that you have to get out?
I think, yeah, I think my sister has, I'm living with my sister because I opened a business.
Okay, I think I remember you. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't know if she has to move or not. So I think she might have to move. So that means I have to move.
So you guys don't talk about it?
Yeah, we have, and we're doing the waiting game now where she, you know, is trying to get somewhere else to stay. So that's the thing.
So she has to leave. So is there, I guess I'm trying to ask, is there a definite month that you guys have to be out? That's the question.
As of now, I don't know because.
Okay, so really no one knows.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I don't know if she's going to stay.
Here's the thing. Technically, they all have to give you 30 days notice, okay? So I want you to think not out of fear, okay? Because I'm thinking you're thinking out of fear. Next, if there's no communication, that means there's got to be better communication between her and you and landlord. There's no such thing as a waiting game, or there's got to be a reason why that's all happening. So I want you to be more.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So there's got to give some. They got to give you some type of notice because actually that is the law in any eviction that you do. Okay. Even if I have my brother stay with me for 3 days, I have to go to court in Georgia and legally evict him. Okay. So there are rules that they have to abide by no matter what. So I want you to put your head up strong and just be okay with that. Two, if a house ain't affordable to you, take it off the list. Stop dragging it. You keep moving on. If the house can't affordable, you look for another one till you can get to the proper one. You see where I'm going with this? You got to keep moving. It's like you can't keep on. If that place to move in is not practical, don't put it with the others. Let it go. Don't hold on to something that does not fit your own highest good because you're just draining yourself with more luggage. It's not worth it.
And it's a stress, but I think he can afford it. My husband can afford it, but it's just like, I just opened a business, and that's the fear.
Fear
is ego.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell you. If that house isn't affordable, then you get rid of it. Go on to another place. I'm pretty sure you can go on that paper right now and look for 5 different places and get somebody. You're in Virginia. I know you can. There's no need why you're sitting on 2 places. One shouldn't even be on your list or be in your thought process because you can't technically afford it. Let's just be realistic. So you keep moving. You have time. You got time. You don't have to wait on this young lady to even respond to you. You gotta go out there and keep trucking and get as many places as you can. And whoever comes to you at the first time, that means it's right for you.
I know that. I know all of that. I know. It's just the timing of when am I going to find this place.
The timing because you allow that fear to get in your way. If you trust that you're going to if you trust that you're going to find something at the perfect timing, you will. You will.
Yeah, and I think I'm very experienced in knowing, whether something's not good for me or not. It's just, I think every person has a fear of, failing or,
do have that fear, honey, and I agree with you, but the point here is to release that fear.
Yeah, you
have
to release that.
We
all
have fears.
And you know what? My kids give me that strength, actually, and my husband, actually. It's just, the worry of having a business and then you have to move. The house, he can actually afford the rent. However, we want to be realistic about everything, but
I understand that, but I'm going to have to correct you on that. That's a conscious choice that we all make. Everyone does not fear at all. There's people, it just depends on where you're at in your growth of spirituality. So I'm going to have to correct you on that.
You're right.
Because
I've had a business.
It's a stepping stone, hon. It's all good. I just want you to help release that fear and trust. I mean, your kids can be empowering, but more empowering is you, not your children. You are the creator in their life. Because if you worry, you're actually passing on that energy to them. That's just how it works. So you got to get stronger in your own belief and just know everything's going to work out. So if you want to go in the big home, just go for it. Just know that everything is going to be taken care of. Don't worry.
And that's we do that through invoking the God that lives within us, honey. You have to invoke that energy of the great I am. Because that is the manifestation. That is the one within you that will put that fear aside, no matter what the circumstances or where it came from, and manifest the means before you even know it. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay,
right.
We have just two more callers here. We're going to go right
no.
on to the next one. Huh?
I got it. I'm in chat. Area code 609-784.
Okay.
Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, hi. Yes, my name is Tabitha Williams. I'm calling from New Jersey, and I'm calling about I'm filing bankruptcy myself, and I want to know what's going to be the outcome of me filing this bankruptcy.
Okay, honey, I know that you're sitting in the hot seat right now. I see that the outcome is going to be positive. Now, I don't know too much about the laws of bankruptcy or anything going on like that right now. I do feel that there's a couple things you'll have to set straight, but you will not be facing nearly the wall that you've been facing. Okay, so
okay.
It will improve. What I'm feeling is right now you need to go on that faith level with this, that God's going to handle this and he's going to keep you safe. You may have to have a little slap on the wrist, but, you know, there's nothing too major after that that you're going to have to worry about, at least
okay.
not what I'm feeling psychically, okay?
Okay.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you.
All right, I don't know if area code 8181's a read or not, but that's the last caller,
so. Yeah.
No, they don't. Their hand's not up.
No.
Their hands are not up.
Okay.
There's no question mark next to it, so.
I don't know.
818, if you want to. 818, if you want to read, please press number one. If not, you guys. Oh, there we go. I thought so. 818-324, please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, guys. Diane, California. Love your show.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, Adam. Hi. Nice to spend a Saturday night with you guys for a few moments. It's
awesome.
Really irritating. Yes, Lolita, you have the best name. I love your name. Okay.
Appreciate
and
it.
I love it. Why? Okay.
Thank you.
My quick question, I would like, you know, I have like 15 questions and I'm thinking, there anything that's important should like just roll off my lips. And this might sound a little strange, but this is what's rolling off my lips. In my home, I'm planning on doing both of the things I want to do. That I'm going to ask you, I'd like to know what you think would be a priority that I should do first. And it would be either gating the front of my home or an alarm, the burglar alarm.
And a burglar alarm, honey.
Should be first. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's left
then the gate.
And then the gate. Oh, definitely I should have both, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The plan is to have both. So I got my answer. I love that. I'm not too worried about my Lolita. I'm kind of like anticlimactic because you're so, I mean, I love your insights. But I don't know what you could say about my house. Right? My home.
Yeah. Your home. That's all you...
Right. Well, I'm good. I thank you guys. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday night. You really make us all happy on this end. Bless
you. Oh, well, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
well, thank
that.
You. And you too, hon.
And I'm planning on talking to you soon, Adam. I just don't want to get addicted, so maybe every other week is good.
Oh, that's okay, Diane. I've been thinking about you lately.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, good. Well, you'll hear from me next week. I'm sure of it. Blessings, guys.
Sounds good.
Blessings.
All
bye
right,
hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So thank you guys, for everyone, for joining our show today. Please check us out, www.howpsychic.com, and check out the great specials. Other than that, lots of love, light, and full of gratitude. See you guys next Saturday. Bye. Good night.
Love, light. Namaste. Good night.